This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Tesla Motors posted earnings today. The electric car company announced a quarterly loss, but it did better than Wall Street expected. CEO Elon Musk said recently he wants to cut car prices in half within 4 years. That $70,000 price point was a little steep for most of us. And General Motors is already cutting the price of its Chevy Volt. Stan Alcorn looks into what it takes to make an electric car that's both affordable and profitable.
You can buy an electric car today for under $20,000, if you're in the right state. William Cook oversees a program in Georgia that hands out a $5,000 tax credit to anyone who buys a zero-emissions vehicle.
You get a lot more people who are interested, and that now becomes a vehicle that people can actually afford.
That tax break comes on top of a $7,500 federal tax credit and new manufacturer discounts. Nissan cut the price of the all-electric Leaf from the mid-30s to $29,000, and Chevrolet just announced it's knocking $5,000 off its $40,000 Volt. Chevy spokeswoman Michelle Melko.
By lowering the price, it gives us the opportunity to be on the shopping list of consumers.
Whether the manufacturers are making any money on them at that price, I don't think so.
John O'Dell is a green car specialist at Edmunds.com. He says the big car manufacturers are making zero-emission vehicles in part because California and several other states require them to.
There's an incentive right there to build them, even if you have to lose money on each one. You make your money up on your high-profit stuff.
Like gas-guzzling pickup trucks. But O'Dell says the discounts are also about creating a genuine market for electric vehicles.
More than all the advertising you can do, more than, you know, all the spiffs you can put on it, the thing that sells cars is when you see one in your neighbor's garage.
Still, O'Dell thinks it will be decades before drivers buy enough electric cars to make them cost competitive without the tax breaks. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.